Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan security forces regained control today of Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel after gunmen stormed the building Saturday. Five people were killed there. Six people were injured during the siege and more than 150 others rescued. There was no claim of responsibility at the hotel there in Kabul. Turkish warplanes have launched airstrikes against a U.S.-backed YPG Kurdish militia in the Syrian enclave of Afrin. Ankara accuses the militia of ties to the Kurdish insurgency inside Turkey. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence arriving in Jordan, where he is expected to hold talks with the king. Earlier, the vice president was in Egypt.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with you in Egypt in the fight against terrorism.
Egypt was the first stop of the four-day visit to Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. Blaming each other for the political deadlock, Republicans, Democrat lawmakers here in Washington closed the first day of partial shutdown of the U.S. government with few signs of agreement on a spending bill. Steve Heintz and his family at Yellowstone National Park, where he expressed disappointment in the lawmakers.
It's kind of political posturing. I believe they're. It's been that way for a few years, at least this last year, which I'm for one, I'm tired of the immature actions that we see, politics. What we need is some good statesmen.
U.S. government shut down before, including 2013, in a partisan deadlock over health care policy and funding. Word is there might be another vote on early Monday. This is VOA News. Olympic and government officials from North Korea and South Korea have met at the International Olympic Committee headquarters there to confirm how they will unite for the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea next month. Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue has our report.
Easing tensions in Korea. The International Olympic Committee announced on Saturday that North Korea will send 22 athletes to the Winter Olympics in the neighboring South next month. They'll be competing in three sports and five disciplines, and the decision is viewed as a sign of moving forward over disagreements regarding the North's nuclear and missile program. The North and South have already agreed to march under a single flag at the opening ceremony in Pyeongchang and field a united team in the women's ice hockey. The North Korean athletes will be handed quota places, a rarely used form of wild card, to allow them to compete in events including ice skating, skiing, and ice hockey. Thomas Bach, the head of the International Olympic Committee, said he hoped the Winter Games would hopefully open the door to a brighter future on the Korean peninsula.
That is Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue reporting. Mayor of New York City Bill de Blasio said more than 120,000 protesters turned out in Manhattan, attending the day's March for Women's Rights, as hundreds of thousands of others did in cities around the country. Women's March 2018 took place on the anniversary of the inauguration of President Trump, and many of Saturday's demonstrators expressed displeasure with him. Maggie Quinn was one of them.
We're fighting for women's rights, LGBT rights, the rights of people of color, the rights of immigrants, and to support the Democrats in our government who are fighting Donald Trump.
The women gathered to call for equal rights and pay, health care, to denounce sexual harassment, and encourage women to run for political office. President Trump tweeted Saturday about the march, saying, and I quote, "Beautiful weather all over our great country, a perfect day for all women to march. Get out there now to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that has taken place over the last 12 months," concluded that tweet with lowest female unemployment in 18 years. Beijing has accused the United States of violating China's sovereignty after a U.S. missile destroyer sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The USS Hopper sailed within 22 kilometers of an island, also known as Scarborough Shoal. That happened on January 17th. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.